your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let your will be done.
Hi, you guys. We are, this is C.K. Thompson, and we are at our new building, and you can't see it right now because it is nighttime. This is Word of Life, I'll figure it out, Word of Life, Mike Thompson Ministries, and some people said, why do you have your name on there? And I would like to say, because God told us to. And there's Mike, and there's Brian. Hi, guys!
Hello.
Peace. Welcome to Word of Life and Mike Thompson Ministries. This is where the Lord told us in 2013. He told us 4 years ago to come, and he actually gave us an invitation to come to Las Vegas and do what we're called to do from here. He said, you can do it from anywhere, but I'd rather you did it from here. So we obeyed God, and here we are.
Hi.
So I want to take you on a tour. So first of all, this is the lobby. Are you going to come in? Hello.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Come on in. This is what it looks like in here. That's the front door. We're still furnishing this place, because this is such a blessing the Lord gave us. It blew us away because we saw this in a vision. Mike and I saw this before we ever moved here. He went to his office over there. See, this is like herding cats. Did you know that herding prophetic people and prophets? It's like herding cats. Okay, this room right here, notice it has a split door. This is the first door on the right when you come in. And how do we open up the door? Mike, can you help me with the door?
I would be glad
This
to.
Is my beloved husband.
I'll have to figure it out.
In whom I am well pleased. see what it does? See here? And see now, we've got your door. You got your basic split door, which works great for nursery-type situations. Because what we have here is a prophetic apostolic ministry and church.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord said that we've never passed this way before, and that we're going to have to find out what church looks like in this season, because we've been pastors / prophet / apostle. Try not to slash too much. But it's a new season, and finding out what it looks like in the new anointing in the glory, because we are just, it's becoming more and more. We're just glory carriers. And that's what we're here for. We're not for churchism. But we want to bring the kingdom. And so we're asking the Lord, what do you want us to do with these rooms? Because this is exactly what we've been seeing, praying for, believing God for. This room here, which right now has a few chairs, as you might notice, is probably going to have, see what we did, we bought, what do you call them? TV monitors.
Flat screen monitors. Yeah.
Flat screen monitors. There's going to be one at the end of this room. And we're going to have curriculums, two different kinds, the Word and the Spirit. We're going to make sure that if there's children's ministry here, they will learn the Word and the Spirit, not just Bible stories.
Yeah.
It will not be entertainment time. It will be living in the glory time. It's going to be how to walk in the Spirit, how to recognize the form of the Lord, how to lay hands on your friends, how to get your friends saved and filled with the Holy Spirit, mm-hmm. how to get people healed, how to prophesy.
Yes.
Teaching these young people to be the powerhouses that they are created to be
mm-hmm.
from an early age, which is not babysitting. And part of that is, in this ministry, we don't believe in setting up a program, and I'm going to sit down for a second because I'm kind of winded for a minute. We don't just set up a program and then try to get somebody to do it, like ask for volunteers. Instead, we set up, see, the Lord told me Provide a place for the people. He's told me that for years. Provide a place for the people. Provide a place for the people to come and recognize, experience, and enjoy the presence and glory of God. And that we are always hosting that glory here. And that you can count on that when you come in here. It's not going to be religionism. It's not going to be churchism. No one's going to pressure you to do whatever other than love the Lord. If you want to call it pressure, not pressure. Not pressure. I hate pressure. Do you? I hate it. Hate it. Okay, so what we do is we set up, we prepare a place for the people. Then we do like Jesus said, and especially in Luke chapter 10, I believe it is, where he said he sent out his disciples two by two. And he said, wherever you go, he said, travel light, and wherever you go. And it says in the Amplified that they actually went into the cities ahead of him where he was going to go. So they were setting up places for him to meet and minister to the people. They were also going ahead to intercede and to prepare the way of the Lord so that the people were ready to receive and let them know he's coming. You know, that was their advertising. That was their YouTube back then. So what we do here is we believe, he said, pray the Lord of the harvest to send forth laborers into the harvest. Because the fields are ripe unto harvest. The kind of harvest that the fields are ripe unto is the harvest of the prophetic, supernatural realm. Their people are so hungry. The harvest is not for the five spiritual laws and an intellectual gospel. People are hungry. Their hearts are hungry for an experiential God. They want to know him, as the Apostle Paul said, that I might know him and the power of his resurrection. And he said that you might know the love of God, to know the length, the breadth, the height, the depth, all of those things, that you would know them in a way that is not knowable. In other words, it can only be understood by experiencing it. And you know that's the way it is. And you got, when you accepted Jesus as your Savior, and became what some people call saved, born again. You can't explain and describe that to anyone. They don't understand it until they experience it. You can talk to them about it intellectually, and some people will go, yeah, I want that. But then once they experience it, then they get it. And so the Lord wants to just bypass a lot of that intellectual stuff. Just tell them what the Word says, because there's a power in the Word to bring itself to pass. And so let the Word do it. And then let the Spirit of God do it, because Jesus said, my words are spirit and they are life. So put your faith in God and his word. Our job is just simply to tell them what he said and let his words do the work. They won't return to him void. His words will not return void. So he said, pray the Lord of the harvest to send, that he would send laborers into my harvest. He was talking to them about his harvest, and he was talking to his apostles, disciples, his sent ones. So he was saying, pray the Lord of the harvest. And then he turned right around and he said, okay, I'm sending you. And so that's the way our ministry has always been. We don't just set up a thing and say, okay, who's going to volunteer? We say, okay, now, we're going to pray the Lord of the harvest. Mike and I do this personally all the time. We pray the Lord of the harvest to move on people's hearts and bring to us the laborers, because we need an anointed laborer in the harvest for the children. And this is going to, you know, because it's going to have a video, flat screen monitor that's going to be attached to the live streaming that's in the sanctuary, which I'll show you in a little bit. Hang in there. I'm going to show you in a minute. It's not really a sanctuary, it's more like a TV studio, and the congregation, the local house here, is the studio audience. You're our team as we're preaching the gospel to the nations. The nations are watching these videos. The Lord told us to take the word of life to the nations. We had no idea that it was going to be primarily through video at this time. We're going to see you later, because we've been traveling more now, too. So the Lord's going to send labor into this harvest here. We're praying the Lord of the harvest to raise up, to send someone who is anointed and has a passion for the children and the babies and the place. Well, see, there'll be a place here, the monitor. They don't have to miss anything in the service. If they need to feed the baby or change a diaper or whatever, until this grows, until we have ministry for the children. There's probably room in here for, I don't know, maybe a class or two and a place to nurse babies. I don't know. We'll put up some partitions. We'll see. God knows. But I'm not concerned about it because He knows. All I know is that we're preparing a place. So, see that? There's going to be a monitor here. So everywhere you go in this place, that you're going to see what's going on out in... See, this is the lobby. It's not huge. It's just nice, classy, beautiful. The Lord's given us a really nice place. And there's my beloved husband.
Hello.
And there's windows in all of these classrooms. And over here, this is right now, this is not what we're going to end up with, but we have, this is the media table. Eventually, this is all going to be the freebie stuff. This is my collection of prosperity scriptures. Right now they're free. People should grab them because they're going to be a book soon, and they won't be free anymore. You're going to actually have to pay to find out how to prosper. Not very much, though. No, we don't have to pay very much. You get to prosper very much. Yeah. So right here is going to be, and already is, functioning as the receptionist office. Is that what we call this?
Sure.
Sure. Works for me.
Ministry office.
What? Ministry office. Mm-hmm. And we are still furnishing things. Here's the copier. Here's our stuff. And obviously we need bookcases, we need desks, we need, we have some that are going to be delivered in a few days, but that's not enough. But we serve the God who is more than enough, so I'm asking the Lord to move on people's hearts to provide, to send money, actually, because we want this to represent the goodness of God, and this is not small churchism where we, you know, take somebody's leftover junk they don't want anymore. We don't give our worst for the Lord, we give our best.
Yes.
So, I thought these are pretty cool. See, I picked them out. These are little ottoman things, and I'm going to sit on one. See? See, there's my feet. Can you see my feet? Okay, because I'm getting tired of walking around. There's a plant behind me. This has been so much fun. Brian's in there. Can you see him? He's in there. We were doing podcasts from in there. You can see the table. There's going to be a flat screen monitor in there as well. And that's also going to be the place we'll probably have specialty groups, specialty, like the DVR player, DVD player, I mean, and doing specialty groups such as the healing series. We have a series of with handouts. We have DVDs of Grace God's Family System and what were some of the other ones? And they come with Believer's Guide to Wholeness. They come with handouts, and people can just come in. It doesn't have to be just women. It's men and women, whoever, during the week. In the morning, because see, we spend our time in prayer in the morning. Mike and I do. We committed that to the Lord, 40 years ago when we went in the ministry. I know it's hard to believe. 40 years ago, we went in the ministry. And, you know, I'm barely 40, so go figure that out. So, and if you believe that, I got some swamp water. Okay, swamp land. So this is where we're going to be doing some of those things and or intercessory prayer meetings, specialized groups. Am I holding this correctly?
Yes.
Is it still recording?
It's
Still recording.
Oh, good. And I just wanted to show you guys what God has done for us. Mm-hmm. These, this is going to be a bookstore at some point. It's not only the reception area, but it's going to have some bookcases and bookshelves. And so everything out here are all free. Everything's free because we will give away as much as we possibly can. The gospel is not for sale. It's free. Mm-hmm. Freely we have received and freely we give. But it also takes money to preach the gospel. And some of these things, like 39 Hours That Changed the World, a 3-CD set. Right now we're having a half-price holiday sale, half-price Christmas sale. Here's my book, How Not to Have a Lousy Christmas. I don't even know if you guys could see it. How Not to Have a Lousy Christmas. Nobody wants to do that. Okay, so normally $6, $3 right now through December 15th. This is 2017. 39 Hours That Changed the World, a 3D set by Mike. Mysteries of Prayer, 4-CD set by Mike. This will absolutely change your prayer life, period. It will make you a powerhouse in the Spirit. It is worth way more than what we're asking for. We're just basically selling these things for our own cost to get it to you. Grace, God's Family System, now that's a 1-CD set. That's not a set, that's just 1-CD. Mm-hmm. Okay, Introduction to Third Heaven Realities. Is that going to stay that way, or are we going to divide them up into singles? Mm-hmm. Going to be divided up into singles soon.
We'll sell those.
We'll sell these. We will sell this set until we run out, and then we will just start selling the singles. Two Systems in the World and in the Church. That's one of the most powerful messages you will have ever heard that will help you understand what it's all about. Because a whole, you know, we've been delivered out of the spirit, out of the kingdom of darkness, and translated into the kingdom of God's dear Son. Mm-hmm. And people know they've changed kingdoms, but this world has a system. And most people don't realize that they haven't changed systems. A lot of people have not changed systems. Legalism is a system, and grace is a system. Legalism is the system that Satan's kingdom operates in. Hell's system is legalism. Everything you get, you gotta scratch, fight, earn, fight for. Mm-hmm. Qualify for, and it's an impossible bottomless pit of disqualification, and that's called legalism. Mm-hmm. And when it comes into the church, it's called Phariseeism, legalism, religionism. It's just mean. It's mean. It's one of the meanest demons I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. And it keeps people out of church in crowds. And so these two systems are at work in the world. And then human beings brought these two systems into the church and have been tormenting God's people with that legalism crap for centuries. Mm-hmm. So I just said crap. I don't care. It's true. It's one of the best messages. I mean, everybody needs to hear it. It's a foundational thing here. So you understand why we call ourselves Gracers. Grace is God's family system. And did you know that grace is actually the higher, it takes a higher responsibility. It's a higher calling, grace is. Mm-hmm. Anyone can walk by legalism and try to keep the rules. Mm-hmm. On the outside is all outward stuff. Grace has to do with heart. And it actually requires that we relate to God on a heart-to-heart level. And take the responsibility of, you know, face-to-face, heart-to-heart, in honesty with God. It's not like some license to sin or whatever people think grace is. Grace demands higher responsibility if you truly want to have that heart relationship with the Lord. Because that's, He loves you so much. He loves us. And face to face with Jesus is just absolutely That's the game changer. That's the life changer. So many people don't ever get to experience it because their own churches, their pastors are beating them up with legalism. They're trying to keep the rules. So they think that they can't qualify for visitations from Jesus. Now that's BS. Truly. Mm-hmm. But when you accepted Jesus into your life, you became qualified. He qualified you. He forgave you. He qualified you. He made you a new creation. And you are now qualified to walk in God's kingdom and the blessings of God. And then I'm going to move on to, like, the spirit of shame has been broken. And there's so many more we're going to be putting out. Now, those are not going to be out here anymore because eventually we're going to have them in here with on bookcases and shelves. And we're also going to have our own books here because we're in the middle of writing about, 20 different books right now that we've started over the years. Mm-hmm. And so we'll finish them as the Lord leads, and I have an angelic staff of help. And
all right.
There's Brian. Mm-hmm. I know, I'm just talking and talking. There's Brian. And that's our office, Mike's and mm-hmm. mine. Mm-hmm. There's going to be a video, flat screen TV mounted here and coming down in front of this. It's going to have what's going on in the sanctuary. Isn't that pretty? I love the colors. Can you see it? Anyway, there's nowhere you can go in here where someone can't see you. There's no hiding place down
there. And
also
everything is going on.
Yeah, there's always... announcements. Yeah, there'll be announcements on the... And instead of a bulletin board, it's going to be like a marquee thing. You can come in and find out, or if you just need peace... We need peace in here. We might put on a CD of just the glory of God and music and harp and bow and Brian and me worshiping the Lord and the congregation. I mean, there's nothing like the glory of God to bring peace. And we don't believe in just doing that on Sundays or service times. It's a way of life. Even if it's not a way of life, it should be a way of life. What's more important? What's more life-giving, really? Seriously. That's why we're in a building. The Lord told me in a dream, I'm a dreamer, I'm a prophet, okay? Okay, I just said it. For if you don't believe in prophets, well, you just saw one. And I'm not running away like Bugfoot, like Bigfoot. This is what a prophet looks like. Hello. I'm gonna get you. And there's another one. Can you see him? Where is he?
Oh yeah, they got me.
He's also an apostle. He's a pastor. He's also been an evangelist, and he's a really good teacher. It's like the fivefold ministry all mixed in one. I'm being a nerd tonight. I'm so tired and silly, but it's okay. We're blessed.
Amen.
And this is the guy.
We're still stalking.
We're stalking?
we're still furnishing.
We're still furnishing this place. And I've got an alarm going off. I hear an alarm under this desk or something.
Okay.
That's Mike's desk over there. And see, my desk is going to go right here. See where that pile of boxes is? And we've already got the desk, and it's on order, and someone's going to come and help us get bookcases and stuff, and Mike's going to put up his certificates. He's got a wall full of things, you know, just for those people that don't believe that we're qualified to do this. You know, which, you know, after listening to me, you might wonder. But, you know, you actually get to the point that you just sort of don't care anymore. if they think you're spiritual
right.
enough, am I spiritual enough for you? I don't care. Okay, you should listen to my podcast. It's called Prophets Don't Wear Plaid. And you'll notice I am not wearing plaid. It's Paisley.
Paisley.
It's a joke. It's just a joke.
Yeah.
But and Brian, it's with C.K. Thompson and Brian David. So my desk is going to be right here. And I'm going to be sitting right here part of the time. Laughing in the spirit, probably. If I try to work with anybody in the office, like people that are helping, like folding stuff, I've been known to, you know, like, we get drunk in the spirit and we end up on the floor laughing and someone else has to do the work. So we're working on that. We've got to figure out what to do. This is really fun, and it's what I live for, the glory presence of God. What else is there? Really? That's why I'm alive. I'm alive today because of the glory and presence of God, and I wouldn't have it any other way, and I'm not going to do churchism to try to be respectable so that people will come. No, we're going to do what brought us in because we know that that's what people are hungry for. And if that's what you're hungry for, you are so welcome to come and get in on the glory of God. All we ask is respect. Respect for God, respect for what He's doing, and respect for what He's called us to do, because we've given 40 years of our life to this, full time. We raise our children obeying God, living by faith, which does not mean scrape the bottom of the barrel. He's a good God, and He prospers His children. He takes good care of us, and I can honestly say He's the best boss I've ever worked for. And so... don't judge another man's blessing until you don't judge his harvest until you've seen his seed. You don't know what kind of seed someone has sown. So when their blessing comes and their harvest comes, don't get jealous. Rejoice, because you're in the same pay line. Your harvest is coming too. You've been sowing seed, sowing to the Spirit. Your harvest is coming. This is part of our harvest, and I am rejoicing in it. And I'm sharing it with you. And I want you to have a great harvest too. So I'm going to be sitting there, right by that Kirkland box with the doggy sitting on a potty pad. Right there. Here we go. Doggy, doggy. See, I have a new dog.
I promise we won't have a potty pad there for you.
No, I won't need a potty pad. But I do have a dog named Glory that sometimes we carry the glory down to the church and let her come in here. And so, okay, I came out of there. We have bookcases, etc. I get to have a good, I get to have a desk with a good chair.
Yeah.
Nice.
Of course.
Praise God. We got these. See, we have restrooms. Oh, not to forget.
Oh, okay.
It's just like we prayed. He that is thirsty, let him come and drink. And so, here's the men's room. And I won't go in. Because I'm not a man. I'm trying to get this in the picture. See? And, isn't that pretty? That's the sanctuary. We call it a sanctuary. It's more like a TV studio. Okay, ladies' room. I'm going to show them because we've got stalls. Now, there's going to be mirrors out here, so we don't need to have a bunch of people hanging around in the ladies' room just to fix their hair. Hi! Okay, see? Okay, that's enough. And so we're in here right now. We just moved in, and I hope you can see. Is this showing the up more? Is it good? Mm-hmm. This is the platform area, and then we're actually going to build a small platform just to get it up off the ground a little bit so that you can see us, especially with the cameras and stuff, because that's going to be where we do a lot of... not only live streaming on Sunday afternoons at our prophetic worship event, glory encounter thing, but also we're going to be doing just some shows, some talking,
videos.
Yeah. Interviews, just sharing together, talking what the Lord has told us, the things he told us to share with you guys. He told us that to take the word of life to the nations. I love purple. Isn't that pretty? We're trying to keep it simple. We have drums. Brian's believing God for a worship team. But it's got to be a spirit-filled worship team. People that love God, that love the glory, that are faithful, and are skilled musicians. And that's what we do. We worship. I played a keyboard. Actually, I played piano, and then I played a keyboard. And if you try to sit down on the ground and lead from a keyboard, no one can see you. And the camera can't see me. That's the biggie. I'm not trying to lift myself up. I'm just trying to be practical here. Camera. Which right now, the camera is back. Where is it? Hello. Yeah, it's back there. And it needs to be, it's going to be raised up. And this, all of this equipment is going to be moved into that audiovisual room over there. And so, and there's going to be videos, flat screens on both sides, like over here, and over here, both sides of the platform. And it's going to be a little more decorative, but not much, because I don't want it to be too busy. Wow, the glory and the anointing is in this place. We host the glory here, and that's what it's about. We're not here for anything else but to host the glory of God, see people's lives changed, introduce them to the Lord Jesus, period. That's it. Did you know that you have the power to change a person's eternal destiny, their eternal destination? Just by sharing the glory and sharing what you have in you. Freely we've received, freely give. Without being self-conscious about it. Yeah. Just sharing with them the goodness of God. And not whacking them over the head about the Ten Commandments or whether they've sinned or not.
You don't have to when you show them God's love and goodness and the power of God that's there.
Exactly.
Man. You tell them the kingdom of God is here. Get them healed.
Yep.
They want to serve Jesus.
They do. Mm-hmm. Get people healed, and then they go, whoa.
That's it.
Then, you know,
hey,
why not serve the Lord? He's a good God.
Amen.
He's been so misrepresented. That's the thing. And that's a driving thing. That's a driving force, a driving theme in our life is... I know that the kindness of God brought me into the kingdom. The kindness of God leads to repentance. And I'm religious in order to be, what, successful?
Yeah.
What good is that if you're not bringing people into a supernatural relationship with their Heavenly Father and with Jesus? I mean, really, what's the point? Another notch in our belt. I don't care. You know, one of the...
Hey, let's show them the atmosphere.
All right.
This is what the atmosphere looks like for worship, for intercessory prayer night, all of that.
Okay. It's beautiful. We're hosting the glory of God here. Oh, I was waiting to see if you could turn on the music. We usually have music.
The sound system's not powered up.
Okay, we're not powered up with the sound system. Sometimes we have intercessory prayer meetings, and we are prayer warriors. We believe in, you know, getting down, praying in tongues. And we pray. There's a box up there where we put prayer requests as they come in. It's getting pretty full. keep it up before the Lord. We intercede. We pray in the Spirit. We pray in tongues. In His prophetic intercession, we're warriors. And we don't apologize for that. Sometimes the music gets a little loud. Did you know that you have to take authority over the atmosphere? Fill the atmosphere with the sound of the house, with the sound of your calling. You've got to fill the atmosphere, and that's what we do here. We fill the atmosphere with the sound of our calling. So the Lord told us to do that. And guard the anointing, and guard your heart. Don't let anyone come and steal your crown. Don't let them come in and steal what God has told you to do. Don't let anyone come in and change the direction of what God has told you to do. Our sheep know our voice. Our sheep hear our voice. And so they get it. The people that want what we have to offer, they can hear our voice. They hear the Lord's voice. And they love it. There's nothing like intercession. This is my favorite place to intercede. So we intercede in the mornings, Mike and I. I started to tell you earlier, we have dedicated that to the Lord for 40 years. So we don't do anything else in the morning. So if there's stuff going on here in the morning, it's usually people can come in and hold prayer meetings and specialized groups and stuff without us here. It doesn't matter. We trust you. All we ask is respect and faithfulness. Two things, that's all. But mostly respect.
Honor.
A culture of honor, a culture of revival. Respect for what God is doing among His people. If you got something to, you know, if ministry is happening here, and it happens a lot of times, there's times the Lord gives me a word, or Mike, a word for every person in the place. If I take the time to do it, and someone gets tired, wants to go talk with their buds, well, now you can go out in the foyer and talk out there. But respect what God is doing in here. Rule number one, never bother someone when they're on the floor under the power of God. It happens a lot that they're on the floor under the power of God. So don't bother them. Leave them alone. Don't try to get them up until they're ready, because Holy Spirit is doing powerful things in people's lives. They're being healed. Their hearts are being healed. And leave them be. Let the Lord do what He's wanting, what He's doing. Our job is to get them there. Don't get out of the way. Don't ever interrupt what the Holy Spirit is doing. Don't interrupt what He's doing in your life. Did you know a lot of people do that? They get nervous when the Lord starts talking to them. Just calm down. He's not going to tell you to go to Africa or something. Unless you're called to Africa. But if you are, you'll know it. It's not like, surprise, you're going to Africa. No, He doesn't do that. If you're going to Africa, you've known it all your life. Okay, I'm still walking. I'm preaching as I go. Like the lights down. This is going to be, I know some people laughed because they thought we were joking. Is it okay to go in here?
Sure.
There's a bunch of stuff in here. Oh! We're getting ready for Christmas. Oh, there's our videos and stuff. Anyway, this is going to be the what we call the prophet's chamber. That's not a joke. It's the prophet's chamber, because we go in here before and after services when needed to pray. And prophets can't always just hang out with the people and listen to what everybody's saying. We have to hear from God before and after services. Before a service especially, but after services we have to guard our hearts, because a lot of times after the anointing for that kind of ministry, when it lifts, we don't have the wherewithal sometimes to just deal with people and people's stuff. I love them. I love the people so much. But there comes a time I have to put God first, and that's one of the times I have to come in here. Mike comes in here where we have guest speakers, is going to be furnished, you know, with a comfortable place to sit and maybe a small refrigerator, because this isn't the kitchen. We have a kitchen, I should show you. But this is kind of like hallowed ground here. This is off limits to anyone unless you are ministering in the service that day. Over the years, we've had prophets' chambers, because we have had multiple services on a Sunday in other towns where we've ministered. Churches that have like two services Sunday morning, Saturday night, stuff like that. And so you have to have a place to go to get away and rest and hear from God and just rest. Just rest. And let the people fellowship with one another. It's okay. Pastor, you don't have to do it all. Let the Holy Spirit do it. Rest. After a service is when you need it the most. And when you're getting ready for a service, you need to hear from God. You need that private time to hear from God. He's going to tell you what you need to say before you go in. Then he's going to surprise you with something completely different. If you're a prophet, seer like I am, I half the time I get it all ready to go, and then I go open my mouth and suddenly I'm somewhere else. I see stuff in the room that nobody else sees. That's kind of weird, but I'm used to it now. It's really exciting. I never know what God's going to do next. I'm whispering because those guys are out there, and I'm just seeing if they can hear me or not. I'm going to ask them later. I just moved in here. I don't know how loud I can talk in here. Anyway, there's actually going to be a little sign that says, Prophet's Chamber. Like the lady built, was it in the Old Testament? Which one was it? That built a prophet's chamber on the roof. Who was it that built a prophet's chamber? I want to say Syrophoenician. No.
That was the lady whose son.
The one who couldn't have children.
Yeah.
And
I forgot what city she was in, but yeah.
And she built a room on top of her house, mm-hmm. for the prophet. That was his chamber.
Yeah.
She recognized the need for the prophet to rest. Mm-hmm. She got the prophet's reward in her life because she blessed the prophet. Do you know in the Old Testament, they never would dream of going to a prophet without an offering or a gift of some kind? They blessed the prophets because they knew to participate in that. There's a reward on it. There's a reward on the prophet's reward is real. And people are so disrespectful these days in the church world. There's a few that catch on. You know, I'm not saying you got to pay for a prophecy. Never. But you get a whole lot more from God if you treat him with respect and treat his people with respect and treat his gifts to the body of Christ with respect, because that's what the fivefold ministry is, a gift from Jesus to the body. To help with the oversight of the church. And right here is a pile of more chairs. And this is going to be Brian's office, I think. Brian David is a musician, and he's going to be producing music, CDs, albums, all kinds of stuff. And it's just kind of a mess, so I'm not really going to show. We've got so much stuff crammed in here. So, this is just like the other side, only different junk. And now we're going over here, which is the kitchen. Now, this kitchen, we're going to have like a couple of tables here for the people, the staff, and so forth, to come and have... See, I'm showing you a blank wall. This is a blank wall. Not going to be a blank wall very long, because I'm going to have some pictures up here. And instead of just trash and stuff like this, if you can see it, here's the kitchen. We're going to have tables, little tables and chairs, so people can rest when we're down here working. That's the refrigerator that Sandy blessed us with. God bless her. She's our office lady right now. I don't know what to call her. Except my friend. And that was the microwave that was in our home in Oregon before we moved here. I don't mind. God has blessed us. Now, if we're going to have coffee in a service, we're going to get one of those big pots and we'll put it out in the sanctuary so that everybody knows that there's coffee for everybody in the service. Somebody came in. That's the one thing we struggle with. It's a little bit of disrespect here because people judge by the seeing of the eyes and the hearing of the ears and not by the spirit. And so they come in and they say, doesn't look like that many people. They think small church. They don't know about the thousands of people out there watching by video and stuff. And the assignment on us to reach the nations by video at this point. So right in the middle of a service for a few weeks, there was a lady that came in and thought, did they think, that's a disrespect thing. It happens to so many pastors and people don't know what to do. Like they don't know that it's okay to say, no, don't do that. Because pastors have been held back because of fear of man and also because of fear of not having enough money. And if they make somebody mad, they're going to take their friends. They're all going to leave the church and take their money. And I really don't care. Because God is my source, not the people. And if you make the people your source, then you're going to be a doormat. And they will expect every pastor to be a doormat. And we're not doormats. We have a clear calling and responsibility to the Lord. And so that's why we have set our faces like flint for decades to do what God called us to do. This is supernatural youth going on, in case you're wondering. Stop doing the math. We got married when I was in high school. Okay, so anyway, this lady came in and looked around and thought, no one will notice. And she came in here and made coffee right in the middle of the service. And there's the smell of coffee wafting through this congregation. It was a huge distraction from what the Lord was trying to do. All of a sudden, their minds were in the kitchen wanting coffee. Now, I don't care if people want coffee. We'll make coffee. Bring your own coffee. You know, Mike's probably going to go through and maybe edit some of this out because I'm just pouring my heart out here. What you see is what you get. Maybe that's good to know before you come and visit. We're different ducks. We can take one of these big pots and make coffee and put it out there or for everybody. Or you can bring your Starbucks or whatever, unless you're, you know, boycotting them for whatever the latest reason. And, or you can, oh boy, I don't know what good, I hope this is helping somebody. I hope this is a blessing. We're going to put candles in these sconces. Because the Lord's letting me decorate this place. I've never gotten to do this in 40 years. Decorate a place. And then God's going to give me a house. I gave up a 4-bedroom house in Klamath, in Oregon. I'm not going to tell you what city. I gave up a 4-bedroom house. And I live in a 2-bedroom apartment right now, and I have for 4 years, and we just signed for another year because I would rather build the house of God. What else matters? So bring your own coffee if you want, as long as there's a lid on it. I don't care. Just don't come in and make coffee. Just don't just go into the kitchen and help yourself. You don't do that at anyone else's house. Why would you do it here? That's really disrespectful. I think I've kind of belabored that point a little bit. Don't wander around. This is not public property. This is a ministry headquarters and office. And if anyone comes in and disrupts a service and distracts and disrupts, we can legally have that person removed. And the only reason I'm saying that is because that's how dedicated we are to the call of God on our life. That's how much we are, like, our faces are set like flint, because we have had personal encounters with the Lord Jesus and with God himself and angels and been taken up to heaven, especially Mike. But I dream. Jesus comes and visits me in dreams. Mike actually goes. And Brian hears from the Lord all the time. He's dreaming. He's getting words. We're prophets. And that's the way we are. That's the only thing that matters, we're accountable to him. We're accountable to God for everything. And he is our source for everything. So there's no man pleasing demons allowed in here. We're not here to please man. We're here to help. We're here to get people delivered from religionism. Turn off your religious thinking and come in and be set free and experience the joy. You will never have a joy like the kind of joy that you experience when you're in the glory and presence of God. Jesus breathed on his disciples, and their eyes were opened. And when they came back, so Luke chapter 10, when they came back and they rejoiced because even the demons were subject to them in Jesus' name, he didn't rebuke them. It says, he told them, I saw Satan fall as lightning from heaven. And I've given unto you the power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. And there's people out there telling you, be careful, the devil might get you, don't go out there. Don't listen to fear. Don't listen to it. Jesus rejoiced with them. He said, rejoice that your name is written in heaven. And then he went on to rejoice and laugh in the Spirit with them. And they got drunk in the Spirit and rejoiced together, because he said, Father, I am so thankful. I rejoice that you have opened the eyes of my disciples. Now, this is my loose paraphrase. And he said, you've opened their eyes and they see what I see. And that you have concealed these things from the so-called wise and revealed it to the simple. Jesus rejoiced about that. And so that's how we pray all the time. Lord, let the people see what we see. If they're called to be part of this ministry, let them see what we see. And rejoice with us in that. Because when you see what we see and you get it, you're going to be rolling around on the floor laughing into the power of the Holy Spirit. It's just the thing. It just happens. The joy, the rejoicing, the fact that Jesus rejoiced when his disciples saw what he saw. And we're accountable to him. And yes, we're accountable to other ministries. We are part of other associations. But this is for people who don't know us. I know it's getting long. I hope that you've enjoyed this tour. It's not only a tour of the building, it's kind of a tour of my heart a little bit. And the guys have already left. I don't know where they went. The lights are still on, so they didn't actually leave. Isn't that pretty? I love purple, lavender. So the guys are going to be building a platform down here. I don't know how big. What size platform, baby, are we going to be building?
That deep and that wide?
Deep and wide.
It's about 9 by 16.
9 by 16.
Not real big, but it fit in there.
Do I need to move it up?
Hello.
That's Mike. That's my beloved.
Yeah.
Right there.
There.
There. There.
Hello, hello.
There he is.
I look good.
You the man.
Joking.
No, that's true. We are so blessed, we can hardly believe it. We're in Las Vegas. We're just small town hippies from Oregon. Well, not small town. I love Las Vegas. I'm so glad the Lord sent us here. I knew something like that was coming all these years. I just didn't know where. He saved the best for last.
That's right.
And it's going to last a long time. Supernatural youth.
Right.
With long life will he satisfy us. Boy, we've been waiting for this day. And that's why we're so adamant about, I'm not missing out on our day now.
Oh, no, it's destiny time.
Destiny. Mm-hmm. It's destiny time for the boomers, too. If you're a boomer listening, watching this, if you're still with me, this is your day to send laborers into this harvest. So if the Lord is moving on your heart to connect with this anointing, would you obey him? Would you give into this ministry? I'm only asking because you ask not, you have not because you ask not. I also know that my God supplies all my need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And so therefore, it's just an invitation to participate. But, you know, and God bless you if you help us. But if you can't or don't feel like it, don't feel like you're led to or whatever, that's fine. I understand. And no condemnation. Because we're doing what he called us to do. And I pray that every person watching this will have the joy of doing what you know God's called you to do. There's nothing like it. Until you know what you're called to do, you'll always be frustrated. God wants you to know you matter, and you can reach people that only you can reach, and that every promise he's ever made to you is still held close to his heart. He can't lie. He doesn't want you to go to the grave or go on to heaven without fulfilling the promises, without giving him a chance to fulfill the promises that he's given you. It's a thing for him. It's a covenant thing. Let him do it. Just say, yes, Lord, I want that supernatural youth. I want that supernatural finances. Time and money, it's a thing. It's an anointing. Two anointings, specific anointings. You want to have something to pass on to your children spiritually? You got to receive your own inheritance first. So if you haven't been sowing towards your inheritance, I encourage you to do that. That means give. That also means pray. Sow to the Spirit. And sow to the anointings that you want in your life. When you hook up with a ministry or a church, it's all about anointings. Connect with the anointing that you want in your life, that you connect with, that makes sense to you. That's probably part of what you're called to do. So give your finances to that. And if you're being fed here, it's like you wouldn't go to Fred Meyer and buy your groceries and get fed there and then go down to Safeway or Vons and pay for your groceries there. No. That was a really stupid illustration, but still, you get the point. Sow where you're being fed. Sow into the anointing. Don't just give because of rules and regulations. Sow into the anointing and watch what God does in your life. And I just want to say, I love you, Mike loves you, Brian loves you, Jesus loves you, God loves you, the Holy Spirit loves you. You got angels all around you. This is your day. I hope that our little tour has been a blessing to you. And God bless you. Come and see us sometime.
Mm-hmm.
And we're in Las Vegas. This is at 9041 South Pecos Road, Suite 4000.
Mm-hmm.
In Henderson, South Las Vegas.
Yes.
If you can't come here in person, watch the videos. Watch what God's going to do. This world's is never going to be the same again. This is the beginning of the greatest awakening on planet Earth ever.
It's true. It's true.
What a privilege to be part of it. Mm-hmm. God bless you. I'll talk to you later. Hopefully not for quite as long, but I'll talk to you later.
And thank you for listening to the show. You can reach C.K. Thompson or Brian David at prophetsdwp@gmail.com. Or check out their website, www.wordoflifeworldoutreach.org. Thank you very much for listening to the show, and we'll see you next time.
The show you've just heard is part of the Streams of Many Waters podcast network.